is Daf Lamed Vav. So we got to the very last line of Lamed Hey, Mnebeis, the Gemara, the two dots, quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that one of the gezeiras that the Chacham made was the on Shemen of Akum. So the Gemara explains why was there a decree against Shemen? So Gemara says Shemen Rav Amar Daniel Gazar Lav. It was a gezeira that dates back all the way to the times of Daniel. And Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, going on to Lamed Vav now, Zlifasan Shokalim Timeim Osartam. So the Zlifasan, the Tumah that had been embedded in the Kalim, makes it Asr. Now the Gemara takes the word Tame literally, like Tumah. So the Gemara asks, Atu Kuli Alma Ochle Taros Nenu? I mean, who cares if it's Tame? Does everyone eat all their food, their Taros, all the Chulin as Taros? Most people don't. Most people don't care, are not makbid on eating chulin when they're tumah or tara. So who cares if they're tameh? So Ella, they wouldn't make a gzeir because of the few special people who would eat even their chulin when they were tahor. So Ella, the Gemara just tweaks Shita Shmuel, that Zlivasam Shokalim Asurin Osartan. The Isser that's in the walls of the Kalim of the non-Jews, that's what's Asr. So Rav says it was a gzeir from Daniel. Shmuel says because there's Isser that's in these Kalim. So therefore the Shemen that they would actually, I'm sorry, use the Shemen would go into the Kalim, and then those Kalim that would be used afterwards would be Asr. If you look at Rashi, just to explain a little bit what's going on here. Rashi says that back to the previous page, Laman Hemi Beis, he says the last line is Lifasan, Plitasan, the removing of the Tam, Shepoltin, Umazin, Shamnunis, Isser, Shebalu. So it seems that when oil was used in other Kalim, that oil had absorbed the Isser that was in the Kalim. So they had a Kali that was used for pig, let's say. And they put oil in that Kali, so that oil would now absorb the pig. And when they would sell the Shemen, that Shemen would have pig in the Shemen. So again, Shmuel thinks there's some Isser that's been mixed together, whether intentionally or unintentionally, in the Shemen. And Rav thinks it was a Gzera that dates back to the times of Daniel. Okay. So when it comes to the Isser here, Tosas is not so comfortable with it just being all about an Isser here. If you look at Tosas Dira Masriel Bishlama, so Tosas writes, it's a long Tosas. If you go just down the narrow lines here, you go down around 10 narrow lines in Tosos, it starts off the word Nira as the beginning of the line there. It says, Nira Luri, Dishmuel Nami Svirle, Dichi Gazer Beishami Beisil Al Shemen Mishim Chasnus Gazer. We're going to see in a little bit. The real Isser is because of Chasnus intermarriage, that's why. Not because of any Isser. Umi, however, Mishum, Dilo Shaykh Beichasnus Kokach Kimobayayin. Since oil, you know, sharing oil together doesn't lead to intermarriage as much as sharing wine together, Hutzach Lahem saw they needed to add another reason why Shemen was Asur, that Zlifasan shall Kalim Asurim, because the Shemen had absorbed some Isser. The Alpha Gav, even though the Inu Svirlu Ma'alma, Nosin Tam Lefgam Musr, even though in general there's a concept Nosin Tam Lefgam, that even though Tam is Isser, if it goes past 24 hours, that Tam is used as Lefkam, it's considered no longer tasty, and it won't be Asr. So if you have a Tam in the walls of a Keli, and you had pig, 24 hours later, and you use that same utensil, we assume Nosin Tam Lefkam is Mut. You actually can use those Kalim. So really, Tosa says it's a combination of any of the Isser that was embedded in the walls of the Kalim used by the Shemen, plus on top of that, the Isser of a Chasnus. However, the Ravi, the Ritva argue and say that Chasnus is not a factor here at all. Shemen was Asr simply because of the Isser that was in the walls of the Kalim. Because the Gemara here holds that Nosin Tam Lefgam is actually Asr. This is Machlokas in general. We paskin Nosin Tam Lefgam is Mutter, but there is a Machlokas. So Shmuel, who thinks it's based on the Isser that's in the walls of the Kalim and that used by Shemen, so Shmuel holds that Nosin Tam Lefgam is actually going to be awesome. Okay. Gemara now says, if you go three lines down in the on the Amud here, Amar le Shmuel le Rav. Shmuel says to Rav and challenges him, Bishlumah le didi. It makes sense to me, says Shmuel. Again, remember, Shmuel is one who thinks it's about the Isser of the Tam that's there. So it makes sense to me. Daminas li fasan shal kalim asurin osartam. The kalim that have dover Isser now have asered the Shemen. Hainu. That's why dichi asur Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa, when Rav Yitzchak came, Vamar, he said, Darish Rabbi Simlai bin Nitzivan. He darshan Rabbi Simlai made the following drasha when he was in a city called Nitzivan. Shemen, Rabbi Huda, Obeisdino, Nimnu Alav, the oil, Rabbi Huda and his Bezdin came together, they had a vote. V'tirua, they had permitted the use of shemen. So kasavar, why? Because they hold nosin latam lefgam mutter. So even though beforehand they held aser, Rabbi Yehuda paskin that it really was a mutter. So it's not about a gzeira. They never undid a gzeira. It wasn't about a gzeira. It was just a shaila and had a paskin shailas. So previously they paskin that nosin tam of gam is aser. Rabbi Yehuda, after researching the sugya, paskin that nosin tam of gam is mutter. So that's why you can have a change from the times of the Mishnah, it was aser, to the times of Rabbi Yehuda, it was mutter. Ela l'didach, that according to you, Rav, who holds the Amris, Daniel Gazar loved this. It was a gzeira that dates back all the way to the times of Daniel. Daniel Gazar, Vas Rabbi Yehuda, Hanasi, Umivatile. How could Rabbi Yehuda and Bezin undo a gzeira? A psak halacha can be changed, but to undo a gzeira to a certain extent is more serious. Fatnan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches is an Edios, it appears, this Mishnah. Ein Bezin Yachol Levatel Divrei Bezin Chavero. One Bezdin cannot override the gzeira of a previous Bezdin, unless Elimkein Gadol Miheimanu B'Chachma Uveminin, unless it's greater than the previous Bezdin, both in wisdom and in minin. This was minin me. The Rambam says, what do you mean minin? Every Bezdin's the same amount. It has 71's the count. How do you have a greater minin? So what the answer, Rambam answers is that no, Bezdin gives a psak, and all the chachamim of the door agree to it. So if they have more chachamim agreeing to overturn a previous Bezdin, then they would be allowed to overturn it. The Ra'ah says in minyan, a very big chiddush here, in terms of years and in terms of talmidim that they've established. That gives them greater strength in terms of the years and the age. So if you take the average age of all the dayanim, if it's greater, and the later Bezdin is able to override it, as long as they're also greater in chachma. Okay, either way we see. So if you hold like Rav, that Daniel was gozer on Shemen, how could Rav Yehuda u'bezdino override the gzera of Daniel? So says the Gemara, Amar le Simlai Luda Kamras. He's Simlai, Rabbi Simlai, he called him, he lived in a place Luda. And Shiny Ludai de Mizalzalu. Rashi says the very top line here, Ludai Mizalzalu b'mide d'rabanam. Rabbi Simlai, really, he did not have the right to override it. Rabbi Yehuda and Bezdin did not have the right to override the Gzeir of Daniel. But Rabbi Simlai lived in a place called Ludai, and they didn't really respect the Chachamim, they didn't respect Daniel, so they were able to overturn Dinam, the Gzeiras, all the time. They weren't allowed to, but they did, because they, again, didn't have respect for Chachamim. So Shmuel says to Rav, Amar Lei, Ashich Lei, do you want me to go tell Rabbi Simlai what you think about him and his city, that he doesn't really respect Chachamim and Gzeiras, Ichsef? And to that response, Rav got very embarrassed that this should ever go public, but this was the conversation between the two. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav, Imheim lo darshu, anan lo darshinan. If they're not willing to make the drasha, should we not make the drasha? I mean, let's find out where exactly do we find that Daniel was gozer and shemen. So the Haksiv, doesn't the pasuk tell us? But Yasim Daniel al libo, he placed in his heart, Asher lo yisgal bepas bag hamelech, uveyayin mishtav. He had in his mind not to have bread with the king or wine in mishtav. Mishtav implies two parties. Bishtei mishtav zakasim edabre, two types of parties. Echad mishta yayin ve'echad mishta shemen. So Daniel had in mind to be gozer two types of feasts. Not to have a feast with oil, not to have a feast with wine. So Rav Savar Alibo Sam Ulchol Yisrael Hora. He thought in his mind to make a gzera both on Yain and Shemen, and he actually gave a hora to entire Klai Yisrael both on wine and Shemen. That's the basis for Rav that Daniel was gozer on even Shemen. But Shmuel says you can't bring me a ride from the pasuk in Daniel. Savar Alibo Sam. He had in mind to be gozer on both, but Lemaisa Ulchol Yisrael Hora. He didn't actually give a gzera. Didn't give a hora that everyone should not have Shemen. So therefore, Shmuel thinks it wasn't based on Daniel. He had a thought to make this such a gzeira, but it does not date back all the way to the times of Daniel. An interesting discussion here. When it comes to Shemen, when it comes to all different, pas. One of the reasons we know Bishul Akum, Passes Akum are all usher because it's going to lead to chasas, it's going to lead to intermarriage. So the Taz has a discussion, what about a sris, an individual who cannot have children? So the real issue is not the marrying, but it's having children with a non-Jew. So if a person's not capable of having children, he's just sterile, so maybe there should be a heter for him to have pas akum, because the real concern is you marrying, having your child marry his child, making a shidduch between your son and their daughter, or your daughter and their son. If an individual, if a Jew, is not capable of having children, so then there shouldn't be any chashash. So the Taz writes, even though that's the case, they still were gozer, lo plug, across the board, that even for a sris, even for a person who's sterile, the iser of a pas Yisrael is aser, pas akum is still in place. So the Chassam Tover brings a raya from our Gemara here, that even for a sris, you can't have pas akum, because there's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, we said about whether or not Daniel, the aser, shemen or not. But everyone agrees that for Daniel himself, he definitely didn't eat it. It was for himself, certainly. The question is whether or not he made this for everyone else. So the halach, so there's another discussion. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Vayu sarisin beheichal melech bava. There were sarisin, referring to men who were sterile. They were in the heichal melech. And Rav holds that, who was it? They were sarisin mamish. They're real people who couldn't have children. And one of these people was Daniel. Daniel wasn't able to have children according to Rav. So we see from here, so that Rav himself, How could he have, so he should, if he can't have children, he should be able to have shemen and yayin and pas with the non-Jew, because he had no children to pass on. So we see from here that even though Daniel was a saris, he was sterile, he's the gzera still applied to him. That's the raya the Chassam Sofer brings from our Gemara. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says three wide lines down. The shemen, Daniel gazar. Was Daniel really the one who made this gzera not to share shemen of an akum? So Hamar Bali, Bali is the name of a certain Talmud Chacham. Amar Avimi Nosa, also a name, Mishpe de Rav. Pisan Ushmanam Yenan Bunosayan Kulan Mishmon Hasar Davarheim. The eating non-Jewish bread and oil and wine and involved with their daughters are all part of the gzeres, the 18 gzeres that they made, that Tamide Beisil Beishame made. It appears in the Gemara and Shabbos, the second paragraph. So it goes back, and it wasn't Daniel. It was a much newer type of Gzeira from the times of the Talmidim of Beisham and Hillel. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, also Daniel gazar v'lo nikibel. Maybe Daniel made a Gzeira, but it wasn't accepted. V'asu Talmidim to Hillel v'shamay v'gazar v'kibel. So then, generations later, the students of Hillel and Shammai made a Gzeira, and that was accepted. Simkain, if that's the case, my asaduse de Rav. So if it wasn't accepted by Daniel, so what did Rav mean when he said that Shemin was gozer from the times of Daniel? If it wasn't accepted, so then that's not called a gzera. So Ella, Daniel, what Rav means is Daniel gazar lav be'ir v'asu inu v'gazar filu basadeh. Daniel's gzera only took place in a city where there's more socializing going on, where it's going to lead to intermarriage much more than a person having Shemin in the field. That's not going to lead to intermarriage. Came along now, Tamidei Hillel v'Shamai, they were gozer that even in the Sada, you shouldn't be drinking or eating any Shemen Shel Akum. So, the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Heichi Matzi L'mishrei Takanta de Tamidei Shamai v'Hillel. So then, if it's really a gzera from Tamidei Shamai v'Hillel, and it's even a gzera from Daniel, how could Rabbi Yehuda make it mutter? V'hatnan, the Mishnah tells us that ain bezin yachal levatel divrei bezin chaver el imkain gadol himanu b'chachma b'minyan. V'od, moreover, ha amar Rabba bar Barchana amar Rabbi Yochanan b'chol yachal levatel bezin divrei bezin chavero. Any gzera, you're allowed to override another bezin's gzera if it's chachma b'minyan, except for chutz mishmona asar davar shefil yovel yahu bezdino ain shamalo. These 18 gzeras are in place forever. Even if a greater bezin, even if Eliyahu Navi comes, you can never override these 18. So if these 18 gzeres were made from Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel, how could Rabbi Yehuda u'Beis Dino matir? So Gemara explains, Amar Rav Misharshia matam hol pashat isura birov Yisrael. Why can you override those 18 gzeres? Because that was accepted by Klal Yisrael. Once it's been accepted, it becomes part of halacha, and you can never override it. However, Shemen, even though it was initially instituted by Tamidei Shammai v'Hillel as part of the 18 gzeros, Shemen lo pashat isur b'rov Yisrael, it never was widely accepted. And Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yashu Rabosenu ubadku al Shemen shelo pashat isur b'rov Yisrael. They did a little research and they found out that most people did not accept this gzera. V'samchu Rabosenu. So when Rabbi Huda went over the gzera of Shemen, al divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, al divrei Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok shayu omrim. He was somich on their words, which is what? That ein gozer gzera al tzibor, elam kein rov tzibor yichon la'amod ba. That they're only able to institute a gzera if the tzibor could handle it. That since the Shemen they were not able to handle, so mimela the gzera was never chal. Dama rav adar bar ava, maikra was a pasuk. B'me'era atem ne'erim. Me'era means a curse. Ne'erim, v'osi atem kovim hagoy kula. So, says the Gemara, So a person who doesn't accept the gzera, they're cursed. But it's only if that gzera was accepted by all the goyim. Ha-goy kula, the pasuk says. But if not, so then that gzera was not accepted and there would not be an iser to go against it. Look back at the previous page just for a second. The last two lines of Tosfos, Hayushalmi, halfway down the halfway in that line there, Hayushalmi, Perakama the Shabbos, Amarev Bon, Amarev Yehuda, B'Shem Shmuel, Lo Shanu Ella, Chutz Le Yudches Davar. Aval B'Yudches Davar, the Shmon Asar Davar, those 18 Gzeiras, Afilu Gadol Ein Mavatel. Why? What's the reason? What was so special about these 18? Mipnei She'omda Lehem B'Nafsho Seyem Perish, they were moser nefesh, they explained from this Yerushalmi. What happened was they were having a whole debate, and then they said they put a sword in the that by the entrance, and they said anyone who's here has to stay, can't leave, and who's outside cannot come in. They took a final vote for various gzeiras. So since people were moser nefesh, they took it very, very seriously. That gave it much greater strength that it can never be undone. Now look at the top Tosfos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis now. Iika Goy Kule in, if the entire tzibur accepted it, the gzera was accepted. Lo, it wasn't accepted. So Tosfos clarifies here, perish ein chala kishar gzeras. If the entire goy didn't accept it, it's not chal like other gzeras. V'yichol es batel. It's not chal with the same strength, but it still is chal. It's not just, it doesn't just go away. You have to still be mevatel the shemim. V'yaf bezdin katan, even a bezdin katan could override it. But we don't say it doesn't exist, it just disappears. It's just chal in a much weaker level, in which case any bezdin could override it. Umil, he explains, chalahi linin shetzricha shem heter. It's chal enough that you do need a heter, sherei shemen nagubo iser ad sheba Rabbi Huda vitur. Because shemen, in fact, was aser until Rabbi Huda came along. How could Rabbi Huda override it? Because since it wasn't accepted by everyone, it became a very weak zera that even Rabbi Huda, even though he's less than the previous Bezdin, less than Tamidei Shammai V'Hillel, he was able to undo such a gzera. Okay, let's go weiter now. Gemara now says, Gufa, Amar Bali, Amar Avimi, we said this before, no samish made the rab, peace and vishmanan, the bread of the goy, the oil, the yayin, the wine, binosay, nakulan, vishman, esay, davarhein, these are among the 18 gzeras that took place by Tamidei Shammai V'Hillel. Binosayan Mahi, what exactly is the gzera of marrying the girls? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Gozer al Binosayan Nidos Marisosan. They were gozer on non-Jewish girls from already the moment they were born, Marisosan, in their cribs. From the moment they're one day old, they have a din of Nida, and they're being issued to touch them, they make you Tamei, as a way to stay away from them even at a young age. Now, Gneva, Mishrei Dirav, Gneva is a person's name. He appears in Maseches Gittin a couple of times. Gneva, Mishmei Dirav, he said, quoting Rav, Amar Kulon, Mishim Avodos Kochavim Gazubahen. All the Gzeres of Pas, Shemen, Yain, Ubnosem was all a concern of Avodah Zarah. Dechi Aser Rav, Acha Barada, when he came back from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, he quoted Rabbi Yitzchak, Gazu Al Pison, Mishim Shmanam. There's a Gzera of Pas because of Shemen. So, my Ulma, the Shemi Pas. Why is Shemen greater? I mean, Pas is only Aser because it's going to lead to Shemen. That implies Shemen's a much stronger Iser. Ella, Al Pisan Vishmanam, no. Pas and Shemen were really together. They were gozer, you can't eat bread and oil as a unit. Why? Mishum Yenam, because of Yenam. Val Yenam, their wine was Aser Mishum Benosem, because marrying their daughters. Val Benosem, their daughters, Mishum Davar Acher. Davar Acher is referring to Avodah Zarah. Val Davar Acher, Mishum Davar Acher, some other thing which the Gemara is going to explain later on. So there are a number of levels of gzeras that were made here. Now Ramban asks a question, what's the big question to ask here? Ein goes in gzera al gzera. How could he make so many gzeras? There's like four different levels here of gzeras, we don't do that. So Ramban gives a number of interesting answers. One, he says, based on the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, that normally, you're right, we ain't goes in gzera al gzera, but when they realize that the gzera rishona needs strength, so you could add gzera number two, number three on, if it's all there to just strengthen gzera number one, so then you are allowed to add additional gzera. Since gzera number one is mishum avodah zara, and they needed a certain extra cautions, so they were able to add on additional gzeras. And the next answer of Ramban is that even pas v'shemen was not a gzera on top of yayin. Yayin was because of chasnus. Shemen and pas is also because of chasnus. So how come the word says shemen u'pas mishum yenam and not mishum chasnus? Because shemen v'pas alone wouldn't have been strong enough reason to ask them because of chasnus. So they had to combine it with the yayin. But really, the underlying reason why even Shemen and Pas was Aser was because of Chasnas, and it's considered really one Gzeira lumped together with Stam Yenam. And then the final answer he suggests is, normally we only make one level of Gzeira. That refers to an Isser that we have amongst ourselves. Let's say an Isser Basar B'chalav. We say don't eat chicken and milk together, Gzeira lets you eat meat. So we don't take that to eat fish and milk together. We only do one Gzeira. When it comes to chasnas, we have to say stay so far. That's the one exception, says the Ramban, where you can make multiple gzeiras in order to avoid any intermarriage chas v'shalom. Okay. Now, one other question the Ramban asks is, apparently it's brought down in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that Eliyahu Navi was the one who was gozer on Yenam Shel Akum. So how come, based on the sugyas of Baal Peor and Pinchas being Eliyahu, so he was gozer on Yain based on that whole event in the Parsha. So then how come it's brought down here that it was only the Tamidei Shammai v'Hillel who were gozer on this Yain? So the Ramban answers that Eliyahu Navi was gozer Yain only Mishum Shti, only drinking. The Tamidei Shammai v'Hillel were gozer Afilu b'Hana, even Hana. Second answer, he says, when Eliyahu made his initial gzeira, it wasn't accepted by Klal Yisrael. So came along Tamid Shammai v'Hillel, and it was accepted throughout Bnei Yisrael. Okay, let's go back to now. Everyone's good. Gemara now says that Benoseya, and the Gemara says Deraisahi. That the Benoseya and the gzeira not to marry the daughters of non-Jews, that's a gzeira, that's a mefurish pasuk in the Torah that you can't marry the non-Jewish girls. Dichsev lo sischatein bam, you can't marry them, the non-Jews. So Gemara says, deraisa sheva umos, when it comes to nisa deraisa, that's referring to marrying a non-Jew who are from the seven nations. Aval shar ovdei kochavim, if they come from any other nation outside the seven, lo, there is no issa deraisa, and for that reason, asu, inu, v'gazer afilu the shar ovdei kochavim. Tamidei Shammai v'Hillel were gozer even on other nations. Ulu Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, damar kiyasis bincha me'acharai. The reason why you can't marry them is because they're going to turn your son away and worship avodah zarah. So the rabbos kol hamisiros, that pasuk includes all non-Jews as part of the Isser Deraisa. So because he's darshei tami dekra, he always learns the reasoning of the pasuk. The pasuk tells you because they're going to have the children go to avodah zarah, that applies to any non-Jewish woman. So the Isser Deraisa applies to all non-Jews. So ma'ikel meimar, according to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, what was the gzeira of Benoseyam? So answers the Gemara, Ella deraisa ishus derechasnas. So the Isser Deraisa is marrying any non-Jew. But znus is actually mutter with a non-Jew according to the Torah. V'asu inu gazra afilu derech znus. They answered even derech znus. So now there's interesting discussion here between the Ramban and the Rambam. So the Rambam says, mideraisa only iser chasnas is aser, znus is actually mutter according to the Rambam. But according to Ramban argues and thinks that even a deraisa, znus is aser. So if deraisa, znus is aser, what does the Gemara mean here when it says znus was only aser midirabanam? So Rav Chanan Wasserman explains in Kovetz Ha'aros that no. Derechas, when the Gemara says that znus is aser, it's eino loke, it's only if it's done derech kedushin. So there's chasnus, which is real marriage. Then there's znus through some type of kedushin, which is more of a relationship, which is also asa midiraisa. What's mutter midiraisa is znus without any type of relationship. That's where the chazal came along and added in a gzeira on even stam znus according to the Ramban. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Znus nami bibes dino shel shame gazu. Znus wasn't usher only from the times of Tamidei Shammai v'Hillel. It dates back to the times of the base magic shel shame v'Aver, the bezin of shame with Yehuda and Tamar. As it says in the pasuk, dichsev ayomer Yehuda hotziu v'tisraf, take Tamar out and have her burned. So Ella, the Raisa, Ovid Kochavim Haba'al Bas Yisrael, Dimashcha Basre. On a deraisa level, a non-Jewish man with a Jewish woman, who of course is going to be very much, and we see this unfortunately all the time, there are Jewish girls who go to the Arabs and the surrounding villages in Eretz Yisrael, so the Jewish girls are going to be drawn into the non-Jewish life. So that's a deraisa concern. But a Jewish man with a non-Jewish woman, he's not going to be drawn. He's much stronger. He's a man. He's not going to be drawn into her avodah zarah. There is no concern on a deraisa level. So asu inu gazer afilu Yisrael haba ala over this kochavim. So then they said they made a gzera. Who's the they right now? This is the day referring to Shammai Hill. Okay, fine. So they made a gzera that even a Jewish man with a non-Jewish woman is aser. Gemara says, wait a second, that wasn't a gzera of Tamid de Shammai Hill. You saw Haba al of Hoved des Chachavim Halach Moshe Mishinai. That dates back to Tzakmir Kabbalah from Halach Moshe Mishinai. The Amar Mar Habal Aramis Kanin Pogimbo. That no, this is a deraisa to be for even a Jewish man to be with a non-Jewish woman. That's deraisa. The Gemara says no. Deraisa b'far hesed. That is a deraisa only if it takes place in public. But ukumaisa shahaya with the story of Pinchas. V'asa inu and came along tamid shamei v'hilal the gazer afilu b'tzina. They were gozer even b'tzina. Bitsina, Nami based in Shachashmanoi Gazu. That also dates back to an earlier time before Shammai v'Hillel, the times of Chashmanoim. The Chiasir of Dimi, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to report, Amr, he told everyone in Bavel that Bezdin Shachashmanoi Gazu Yisrael Haba Allah, they were Gazu, that Yisrael Haba Allah over this Kochavim, Chai Mishim Nashka. The Chai Mishim Nashka, Nashka means Nida. They gave a derabbanan status of a non Jew Nida. And Shin stands for a Shifcha, Gimel stands for a Goy, and Av stands for Ishish. If they're married, there's Ishish Ish. So that goes already, dates back to the times, Afilu Betzina, from the times of Chashmonai. And this slightly different report, Ki Asa Rabin, when Rabin came back, Amar Mishim Nashkaz, known as for Nida, Shin is for Shifcha, Gimel is for Goy, and Zion is for Zona. Either way, it goes back to the times of Chashmonai. So the Gemara says no. Ki gazu based dino shel chashmonai bia was aser aval yichud lo yichud wasn't aser with the guy. The aser inu came along tamid de shami the hillel the gazer afilo yichud even yichud they aser with the guy. Gemara says no can't be because even yichud nami based dino shel David gazu they were gozer yichud away from the times of David. The Amar Rav Yehuda but also shah gazu al yichud that time with the story of Bathsheba they were rather Amnon v'Tamar Rashi says they were brothers and sisters of the children of David so they were gozer the yichud from the times of David Amri hasam yichud bebas Yisrael that is a yichud was a ben Yisrael with a bas Yisrael aval yichud over that's kochavim ulov that wasn't God's wasn't part of the gzeira of David v'asu inu came along tamid shamei v'hilal v'gazu afilu al yichud over that's kochavim. Fine. So Gemara now clarifies, wait a second, Yichud of Bas Yisrael is Daraisa, asks Marhi. Not a Gzeir from David HaMelech. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimei Yotzadok. Remez, Li Yichud Me'at Torah Me'inayim. Where is there a hint to Yichud in the Torah? Shinemar says, when the Pasuk of Mesis, it's referring to convincing someone to do Avodah Zarah, to a very serious crime. The guy gets skila, and there's no Rachmanis we have. We do a number of kulas to get this person killed, but that's the context. In the context of Mesis, it says, Ki yisischa achicha benimecha. When your brother, your half-brother, the brother of your mother, the brother, the son of your mother, so your half-brother, tries to convince you. So Gemara says, why do they give an example of achicha benimecha? Vichi ben aim Mesis, ben av ein Mesis? Your brother from your mother is going to be Mesis you, but your brother from your father won't be Mesis you? What type of distinction is that? So Ella, there's a remez here, Ella ben misyachedim imo, there can be a yisischa, a lashon seser, there can be secrecy, there can be yichud with one's own mother, there is no iser. Vein acher misyachedim kol arayos shibatara. This is one heter, to be with one's own mother be yichud, but all other arayos, one's not allowed to be. There's an iser yichud on a Torah level. There are some exceptions, of course. Grandmothers, daughters, sisters, derech harai Rashi says, fine. So the Gemara says, Yichud deraisa de'eshes ish. On a deraisa, based on this pasuk here, it was only eshes ish that's aser. V'asa David v'gazer afilo yichud de'pnuya. He asked to even having yichud with a single woman. V'asa tamide beis shamei beis hillel and gazer afilo a yichud de'ovedes kochavim. So that is the whole evolution of the various gzeiras of yichud and other gzeiras. Okay, we're all good right now. Yeah, that's a bit much. We're good. Take a little breather. Okay. There was one Rashi I wanted to look at just for a second, but I'm not seeing it. Yeah, there we go. Just go up to Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, narrow lines down. Rashi, just a very short line. Kanim, bnei adam, hamikanim kinaso shalmakom linkom nikmosav. Who is the one who's able to be kanim pogimov? You see a yid who's ba'al aramis, so who's allowed to kill him? Kanim pogimov. Rashi very simply says, and the Miri is clear about this, only those who have real kinna for Kavod Hashem. Some guy who has a, you know, wants to, you know, ah, there's a great head to the shooter guy. The guy who doesn't really have that kinah inside, then he does not have the right to kill. Has to really, mamash, be a one who has a strong kinah for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not because he wants to see a guy's head blow up. So that's what they learn from Rashi and from the Miri. Others think it doesn't have to be a guy who really has such great love for Hashem. There's a heter for anyone who sees this going on to actually kill him. That's how others learn. Okay, look at the last few lines of the Gemara now. Gemara now says, did I miss any points here? I think we're good. Okay, the Gemara now says, "My al davar acher mishum davar acher." We said, as part of this whole evolution of gzeiras, we said shemen, pisan, yeinan, benosayan. We said why? Because of davar acher. Why davar acher? Because of another davar acher. So what was going on here? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, "Gazu al tinok oved kochavim sheyitma beziva shelo yitinok Yisrael ragil etzla b'mishkav zacher." They were gozer that even a newborn baby, a non-Jewish baby, they were gozer that he's tamei. He's tamei beziva. In order to, like, he has cooties almost. We want to stay far away from them, no having any play dates with non-Jewish kids, so it doesn't lead to something much worse of Mishkav Zachar. Damar Reb Zera, Tzar Gada Hayali Eitzel Reb Yossi. I had a tremendous pain, difficulties next to Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi Eitzel Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan Eitzel Reb Yana, Reb Yana Eitzel Reb Yonasan Ben Amram, Yonasan Ben Amram Eitzel Rebbe. That Tinok Oved Kochavim Meim Asai Metame Beziva. At what age is this non-Jewish baby going to start be considered Tamei Ziva? Ziva is a type of emission that's not quite Shifcha Zera. It's different in color and form and everything else. It makes a person much more seriously Tamei than Shifcha Zera. That's called a Ziva, a Zav, the Gemara calls him. Amar Li, Ben Yomo, already from day one, he has a din of Ziva to him, and stay far away. Uchshebasi Eitza Rabbi Chia, when I went to learn by Rabbi Chia, Armeli said a much different age ben Tishashan, the age of Yomecha, 9 years old. Uchshebasi Virtesi Divrei, Rabbi Chia probably should say, Lifnei Rabbi, when I went back to Rabbi to report what Rabbi Chia told me, that's really the age of nine, Amarle, he says, Hanech Dvarai, you know, leave my words alone, ignore Tinok ben Yomechad, and Achaz Divrei Rabbi Chia, embrace the words of Rabbi Chia, who holds it's really the age of nine. Why? Damar Tinok, he holds Tinok Oved Kochavim Eimasai Metame Beziva. At what age has he become Tumah Ziva? Ben Teish Sharam Vyomechar, to the age of nine. And we're going to the top of Lamed Zayin, just a few lines down to finish this off. Why the age of nine? Holveroi Labia Metame Nami Beziva. Since the age of nine, he is physically capable of Bia, so too at that age, we're going to say we're going to be Gozer on to Maziva. Because remember, look at the tab Rashi just explained why that's the rule. However, Roy Labir, Rashi says, the time of the Gzer Ziva, the whole reason for being Gozer Ziva on a guy, Mishim Bia, because of Bia. Have could that mean, like we said, Shelo Yeh Tinok Shayso Ragil Etzlob Mishkav Zachar? We don't want the non-Jewish boy to teach Mishkav Zachar to the Jewish boy. So if Bia is the whole reason behind this, Hokach Lo Gazu Aleh Ad Dechazel Bia. The Gzerah only makes sense when that non-Jewish child is of age, which is the age of nine. And last few lines, and we'll stop here. Amr Avina, Avina says, Hilkach, therefore we could conclude, Hatinokes Ovedes Kochavim Bashlo Shoshanim of Yomechad, the girl who's age of three, Holve Ru'ui Labia, Metami Nami Beziva. The age of three girls have a different age when they're Roy for Bia, that's the age of three for the girl. So that should also be the same age where they're ready Tame Beziva as well. Pshita, the Gemara says, of course, that would be the very logistical equation. So Mao the same, what would you think? Hi Yadel Leagule, Hi Lo Yadel Leagule. So you would think, no, it's different. Even though a girl the age of three is Roy Labia in theory, but still she doesn't know what's going on. She has no das to even engage in such activity, we would hope. So therefore, we should wait till an older age of nine with some level of das. Kamash Malon, we don't go based on das, we go based on physical capabilities, which of course for the girl would be the age of three. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah.